With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Another vote to fund the government has failed in the Senate, extending the shutdown.
44 Democrats voted against a Republican bill that would have temporarily restored federal funding and reopened the government. The final tally was short of the 60 votes needed to end a filibuster and pass the legislation. While there have been some bipartisan discussions, there are few signs of any real progress toward ending the congressional standoff. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson has canceled legislative business in his chamber next week in a move aimed at forcing the Senate to work with the House-approved government funding bill. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israel says it's preparing for the first phase of a U.S. plan to end the war in Gaza.
The Israeli army says Israeli leaders have instructed it to prepare for the first phase of the U.S. plan to end the war in Gaza. Hours earlier, President Donald Trump ordered Israel to stop bombing Gaza once Hamas had said it accepted some elements of his plan. In Khan Yunis in the Gaza Strip, Najee Badawi, who's displaced from Rafah, says all the people are happy with Hamas's proposals and demand that all Arab and European countries stand with us to end the war. I'm Donna Warder.
The government is taking a minority stake in Lithium Americas, a company that's developing one of the world's largest lithium mines in northern Nevada.
The U.S. government already announced a 10% stake in Intel, is the biggest owner in MP Minerals, a Las Vegas rare earth miner, and Trump made a deal with NVIDIA and AMD to give the U.S. government a 15% cut of revenue from selling certain chips to China.
A federal judge in Oregon has temporarily blocked President Trump's administration from deploying the National Guard in Portland. U.S. District Judge Karen Immergut issued the order Saturday in a lawsuit brought by the state and the city. This is SRN News. A team of excavators, new poll showing a Canadian province is becoming increasingly pro-life.
LifeSite News reports that according to political consultant and executive director of Pro-Life Alberta, Richard Doerr, only 37% of Albertans say abortion should always be legal, 43% say only in certain cases, and an additional 9% would outlaw it entirely. As Doerr wrote at the Western Standard, adding those numbers together, you get a majority. That's not fringe. That's Alberta. This comes on the heels of data published by the CBC in June, finding that the number of Albertans who strongly agree with the importance of traditional family values has grown from 35% to 40% over the past 7 years. I'm Bill Alexander.
Alliance Defending Freedom International is reporting 75-year-old grandmother Rose Doherty has been arrested a second time for peacefully protesting outside of an abortion clinic in Scotland. This is SRN News. A team of excavators has found $1 million in treasure from a centuries-old Spanish shipwreck.
It was recovered off a stretch of Florida known as the Treasure Coast. The shipwreck salvage company 1715 Fleet Queen's Jewels LLC announced the find this week. The treasure includes more than 1,000 silver and gold coins. The fortune was lost at sea when a hurricane struck a fleet of Spanish ships in July 1715. Treasure hunters have been combing the coast for generations looking for the fortune. The salvage company says dates and mint marks are still visible on some coins. Keith Peters, Washington.
White House Budget Director Russ Vogt says the Trump administration will withhold $2.1 billion for Chicago infrastructure projects, expanding funding fights that have targeted Democratic areas during the government shutdown. The pause affects a long-awaited plan to extend the city's red line train. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.